The Lord be with you. The reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding reception for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, 'Tell those, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent troops to destroy those murderers and burn their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests." The Gospel of the Lord. The readings speak about an abundance from God, an abundance of food. Obviously, Isaiah and Matthew were thinking along the same lines when trying to get an image of the abundance that people look for and desire. They went to the most obvious choice, didn't they? Food. What more do we want and desire but delicious, healthy, well, maybe not healthy, food. We want to fill our bellies because that makes us feel good. And I think back to the time that my mom and dad would have family dinners, or maybe it's Christmas dinner or parties with friends. The food was always lavish, always abundant. Maybe not always the healthiest, but it was good, you know, and we ate it and we had it left over for days. Last week, we celebrated the ordination of Father Wee Vu. And on Saturday evening, we had a dinner reception for his family and the other out-of-town guests, including Cardinal Tobin and Archbishop Hebda, who came and celebrated, and Father Ray Rauer, who's our provincial. And Vietnamese families made food. You can imagine how much at the table, there were 2 16-foot tables filled with food, heaped up. I said, "Where's all this food going to go?" It all went eventually, and we had the whole weekend worth of food in the rectory, and it all went. By Monday morning, it was like, there's no food left. It was abundant. It was delicious. It felt good to eat it, and it sat well with all of us. That's an image that Scripture uses for you and me to sort of get to our very heart. That's about the abundance of God. And we would say, as following Isaiah's example in his story, God desires eternal life for everybody. That on this mountain, which is an image of the kingdom of heaven, on this mountain, the Lord will provide for everybody. It's not just a few here or there, it's everybody. So you begin to think in your mind, who is everybody? Well, we got a good example here in the church this morning. This is everybody. There's a lot more people beyond the walls of this building. That's everybody. You can open up your browser and find stories about everybody throughout the world, good and bad, as St. Matthew reminds us. And all of them are invited to be part of this great feast. Do we accept this invitation? Do you accept it? Do I accept it? I'd like to hear it, but then say, I'm not worthy to go. There's too many things in my life that are inconsistent with that kingdom of heaven. So maybe let me work on a few things first and I'll get back to you. But that's not an option. Jesus doesn't say, yeah, get back to me at some point. Jesus says, now is the time. I invite you today to come into the kingdom and to be part of my life. You don't need to second guess the invitation or your response. Yes is the response. I believe and I will follow is our response. I go to the Eucharist as an example of what Matthew is talking about and Isaiah is talking about when we think about the abundance of the love of God. We gathered this morning around a table, and very soon we will put on that table what will become our food for eternal life. And the same invitation goes out to all of us. Behold, come and eat. Receive and be filled. And our response usually is, Lord, I am not worthy that you would come to me. And Jesus says, I make you worthy by my invitation and by my Spirit. Do not hesitate to come to this table. Do not hesitate to eat and drink. Do not hesitate to be filled completely with the best food possible. Many times, I'll speak for myself, you can speak for yourselves, but many times I'd rather be filled with something else, much less nourishing and much less filling. Today, I am reminded of an invitation that's beyond any other gift I could receive. Come, be filled, and be filled with me and my love. That's pretty awesome. And it's humbling to stand and say yes to that invitation and to feel unworthy of that love. But Jesus says, here's where you ought to be. Here is where I call you. Come. Come to the feast. So I think today you and I have an invitation and an opportunity. One is to allow God to love us, despite what we bring before the Lord. To allow God to love us, and God does, completely. We often say without condition. And a condition is, well, if you love me, I'll love you. That's a condition. And we do that all the time. You do something good for me, I'll do something good for you. But I'm not going to do all this good stuff and not have something in return. Those are conditions. And we live our life with conditions. God comes to us and says, there are no conditions. I love you. Even if I don't return the love. Even if I don't return the time in prayer. Even if I don't go out and do good things. The love of God is sure for you and for me. Can we accept that? So, in a little bit, we will come to the table and we will receive the greatest gift we could ever imagine. And there's one thing Jesus asks us to do when we are faced with that tremendous gift is to recognize it. To recognize it, to receive it, and to rejoice in it. And the words are simple. The body of Christ. And what's our response to the body of Christ? Amen. And what does amen mean? So be it. I agree. Let it happen. That amen is the most important word we can speak. We were raised to say thank you, right? You know, the thank you and please are the most important words. And they are. Don't stop saying them. But at the moment that the minister says to you and to me, the body of Christ, the most important word is amen. I believe. Make it so. Yes. That's the acceptance Jesus wants from you and me today. I believe. Make it so. That the body of Christ I receive will begin to change me into the body of Christ. So my yes and my amen affirms what is present in that great Eucharistic mystery, which we cannot explain, the true presence of Christ. But it's also an acknowledgement that the people who surround me today and the people that live beyond these walls, who are also part of the body of Christ, I say amen to Jesus' presence in them and in my world, between you and between me, the body of Christ, present in the Eucharist and present in this assembly today. So when you come up for the communion, and we got the mask on, and people can't hear because we're muffled, say loudly, shout it out, the amen. I believe. Yes, make it so. Because we accept the body of Christ, the greatest gift. And we accept the love of God, which is without condition. And God asks us to share the gift that we've so graciously received.